The neutrino experiments always involve a neutrino scattering off of a nucleus such as carbon or oxygen or argon. And therefore, we need to understand not only how the neutrino interacts with a nucleon, but also how it interacts with the whole nucleus. And this is why it is so important to extend the precision that we've done for simpler things to nucleons and nuclei. Exascale computing will be needed, will be absolutely essential to extending the precision part of what we do to small nuclei and more complicated properties of protons and neutrons than what we've been able to achieve to date.
Welcome to Let's Talk Exascale, a production of the Exascale Computing Project. This program features the voices of the U.S. research community working on the accelerated delivery of a capable exascale computing ecosystem. Hello, this is a special episode of the podcast focusing on the impact that exascale computing is expected to have on scientific research in various domains. Andreas Kronfeld of Fermilab is principal investigator of ECP's Lattice QCD project. Quantum chromodynamics, QCD, is the quantum field theory of the subatomic particles called quarks and gluons. QCD explains what is known as the strong nuclear force, the interaction that holds protons and neutrons together in atomic nuclei and shapes the structure of nearly all visible matter. ECP's Lattice QCD project is increasing the precision of QCD calculations to understand the properties of quarks and gluons in the Standard Model of Particle Physics. The Standard Model is a theory that clarifies the basic building blocks, or fundamental particles, of the universe and how they are related. Andreas said the Lattice QCD calculations his team employs are a critical complement to experimentation in particle and nuclear physics. He shared some specific examples of improvements made possible on SUMMIT, a pre-exascale supercomputer, on the path to the upcoming exascale systems.
I think to explain why Lattice QCD is important, I should start by saying what QCD stands for. It stands for quantum chromodynamics. We usually spell chromodynamics as one word. And it is the modern theory of the strong nuclear force. That's the force that holds protons and neutrons together in atomic nuclei. These calculations are not only interesting in their own right because they illuminate emergent phenomenon, which is a general class of fascinating physical phenomena, but they're also essential for interpreting all of the experiments in particle physics and nuclear physics. On the particle physics side, one thing that we have recently done very precisely is to figure out through lattice QCD calculations what the masses of the quarks are. And these are fundamental constants of nature comparable to the electron mass. We now, in particle physics, want to extend similar precision to the neutrino sector. And the main onshore component of the experimental particle physics program is to do neutrino physics, creating beams at Fermilab and aiming them at detectors in northern Minnesota or in the future at South Dakota, as well as detectors on site. The neutrino experiments always involve a neutrino scattering off of a nucleus such as carbon or oxygen or argon. And therefore, we need to understand not only how the neutrino interacts with a nucleon, but also how it interacts with the whole nucleus. And this is why it is so important to extend the precision that we've done for simpler things to nucleons and nuclei. Exascale computing will be needed, will be absolutely essential to extending the precision part of what we do to small nuclei and more complicated properties of protons and neutrons than what we've been able to achieve to date. The Exascale Computing Project has been breathtaking to watch. There's never been anything like this before. We had support at a smaller scale, but the the ambition has led to improvements in algorithms that we used to dream about, but didn't have the resources, the support, and also the access to the machine to test and verify. These computers are not cheap, and having people think thoughtfully about how to use them before they come online has just been brilliant.
That was Andreas Kronfeld of Fermilab. He leads the effort within the Exascale Computing Project called Lattice QCD, Exascale Lattice Gauge Theory. His remarks were part of a series we're presenting that is focused on the impact that exascale computing is expected to have on scientific research in various domains. We hope you'll join us for the next episode of Let's Talk Exascale.